Army veteran Mason Rick of Cincinnati wears a memorial bracelet in honor of his friend and fallen soldier, Army veteran Mike Runyon. Today on Veterans Voices, Mason talks with his coworker, Henry Soss, and remembers his comrade, Mike.
So one of the things I've noticed is that you wear a bracelet on your wrist.
Right. So it's aluminum and black in color. The style became popular during like the Vietnam War. So a lot of times they're referred to as POW or MIA bracelets, and more now they kind of signify a person who's been killed in action as opposed to someone who's either a prisoner of war or missing in action. And so Mike Runyon was a classmate of mine at Xavier. He graduated the year before me in 2008, and I tried to stay really close to Mike and just – not even so much of I want to hang out with you, I want to observe you, and I want to try to model myself after you because I think you're doing everything right, and I want to be like that. He was funny. He was smart. He was tall. He was handsome. He was fast. He was strong. He would do all those things, and he would turn around and. He would beat you in video games, and he would beat you in Risk, and he would beat you in Monopoly. And, I mean, he could do it all. And it was pretty incredible how just, like, open and willing he was to be that guy for everybody. So sometime late June, early July, we have lunch together right before he deploys. And you can tell he's – he's been training for this for so long, and he's just ready to go do his job and take care of business, and he's so just on it.
Sounds like he wants to do it the best he can, like he did everything else.
Right, exactly, yes. And so a couple, 3 weeks go by, and I get an email that says Mike had been killed in action. And then come to find out his vehicle had got hit by an IED. So then when I heard that, I go through all these like scenarios in my head and I tried to reconstruct what happened. So was it the day? Was it nighttime? Was it bad weather? Was the first vehicle? Was it the third vehicle? Was it the last one? Where was he sitting? Was he sitting in the front? Was he sitting in the back? Did something go, you go through all these like scenarios and not to assign blame or fault, but to just understand like what happened and like how did it happen to him and like what are the odds? And so I'm trying to piece all this together. And then I remember driving home and it wasn't anywhere on my radar whenever I was driving home. I don't know why I totally just kind of like blocked it out of my mind. But I got home and I just said it. I said, Mike Runyon died. And I just lost it. And I couldn't like come back from that. And yeah, I just had a really hard time. And it's kind of been there ever since.
If it's any consolation at all, I see Mike Runyon in you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
That was Army veteran Mason Rick and Henry Soss. This conversation took place at WYSO as part of StoryCorps' Military Voices Initiative, which visited the Miami Valley last summer. Veterans Voices on WYSO is presented by WritePat Credit Union with additional support from CareSource. This story was edited by Will Davis and created at the Eichelberger Center for Community Voices at WYSO.